Five, four, three, two, one.
What's the situation, Captain?
This is Situation Fluxus, a weekly one-hour program focused on jazz and improvised music, news, radio, conversations, and more. Thank you for tuning in to Situation Fluxus on WGXC 90.7 FM, listener-supported radio for open ears in upstate New York. I'm your host, Cheryl Kay. Let us dig into the headlines. Here are some of the upcoming jazz festivals. The Ellensburg Music Festival, being held in downtown Ellensburg, Washington, is go and is scheduled for July 29th and 30th. For more information, jazzinthevalley.com. The Litchfield Jazz Festival in Litchfield, Connecticut, will be happening July 29th through the 31st. Featured performers include guitarist Mark Whitfield and vocalist Samara Joy. For more information, litchfieldjazzfest.com. Blue Note Jazz Fest in Napa Valley, California is scheduled July 30th and 31st. For more information, bluenotejazzfestival.com. August 11th through the 14th, it's Hudson Jazz Works in Hudson, New York. For more information, hudsonjazzworks.org. August 12th through the 14th, the San Jose Jazz Summer Fest 2022 in San Jose, California. For more information, summerfest.sanjosejazz.org. August 18th through the 21st, it's the 13th annual Hudson Valley Jazz Fest, going on at various locations in Ulster and Westchester counties of New York. For more information, hudsonvalleyjazzfest.org. August 26th and 27th, the Northwest Jazz Festival in Lewiston, New York. For more information, jazzbuffalo.org. And August 31st through September 4th, the 18th annual DC Jazz Fest in Washington, D.C. For more information, dcjazzfest.org. Upcoming events in Illinois. At the Hungry Brain in Chicago, saxophonist Greg Ward continues his residency tonight, 9 p.m. CST. And on Sunday, July 31st, saxophonist Dave Rempis fronts a quartet, 9 p.m. CST. For more information, hungrybrainchicago.com. Tonight at Elastic in Chicago, Desos Desos, 8:30 p.m. CST, and Mad Myth, 9:30 p.m. CST. For more information, elasticarts.org. Also tonight, WDCB, 90.9 FM Jazz, hosts saxophonist Kenny Garrett at the Mac in Glen Ellen, 7:30 p.m. CST. For more information, atthemac.org. And tomorrow night at Constellation in Chicago, guitarist Andrew Trim and his quartet, 8:30 p.m. CST. For more information, constellation-chicago.com. Tomorrow night, Friday, July 28th, the Rova Saxophone Quartet and trombonist Rob Ewing's Long Tone Sally, part of OutSound New Music Summit in San Francisco, California, 9 p.m. PST. For more information, finishhall.org. Tomorrow night and Saturday night, July 29th and 30th, at the Jazz Forum in Tarrytown, New York, vocalist Alan Harris and his band for two sets. And on Sunday, July 31st, vocalist Alicia Renee, also known as Blue Eyes, from New Orleans, for two sets. For more information, jazzforumarts.org. Elysium Furnace Works returns with a performance by bassist Michael Bizio at Kenine Hackett Arts Center in Poughkeepsie, New York, on Saturday, July 30th. For more information, bizio.bpt.me. And Jazz Sundays at the Falcon in Marlborough, New York, this Sunday, July 31st, 7 p.m., saxophonist Joe Lovano's Trio Tapestry. For more information, liveatthefalcon.com. And now for new releases. Coming out tomorrow, Friday, July 29th, vocalist Lauren Henderson's La Bruja on Brontosaurus. Other new releases out now. Trumpeter Kirk Konufsky's Gravity Without Airs on Teo Forms. Guitarist Peter Jansen's self-release, Getting to Here. And pianist Dida Pellid's self-release, Love of the Tiger. All news items have been gathered from various media sources. For the latest updates, contact the source, venue, or business. Remember, I'm just the messenger. We'll start off this morning's show with music. Thank you.
Ha ha ha.
from trombonist John Yeo's second release, Off Kilter, on C. Teo Recordings, we heard The Morphing Line. Yeo was joined by saxophonists Billy Drews and John Arabigan, along with bassist Robert Sabin and drummer Mark Ferber. Before that, we heard Nodding Yellow from guitarist Mary Halverson's release from May, Belladonna on Nonesuch Records, and from klezmer clarinetist Glenn Dixon's solo release, playing clarinet with live digital processing, we heard Closer to Fire from his release on Bandcamp, Wider Than the Sky. You're listening to Situation Fluxus on WGXC 90.7 FM, listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm your host, Cheryl Kay. Please send your comments, quips, and anecdotes, as well as feedback to thejazzdisturbance at gmail.com, info@wgxc.org, feedback@wgxc.org, or leave a 3-minute message at area code 518-291-WGXC. Our website is wgxc.org. My interview is with vocalist, composer, and agricultural economist Deb Rasmussen. Her new release is Unspoken, with John Day on piano, Jeremy Coates on bass, and Robin Tufts on drums.
You slipped into my heart in a silent moment. A still and silent moment in the night. I didn't see the danger in your smile. Didn't feel the heartache for a while. And now this love unspoken rules my heart. We linger, not together, not apart. If I could only move the hands of time, then maybe, darling, maybe you'd be mine.
Well, first, I'd like to thank you for joining me here on Situation Fluxus.
Well, thank you for having me. It's a thrill to be connected to your show.
Your release, Unspoken, grabs onto deep emotions that some wouldn't have the courage to address in casual conversation. Does singing about these emotions feel safer than talking about it?
That's a good question. I think so. And I think music is always such a great way to connect to what you're feeling and maybe don't have words to really express. And I've always found that with lyrics, especially, oh my goodness, jazz standards, those lyrics are timeless on the really great standards. And that's always been a draw for me. So, and then I guess absolutely with these songs, there's a connection to personal experience, but also observed experience. Dee Daniels is a great singer out of Vancouver, and I've studied with her, and she always says, you know, these things come from experience, from observation, and from imagination. So it's a combination of those things. But I think personal experience and watching, you know, over 60 years, friends and other people go through experiences that you can relate to, and you see the struggles and the challenges that they're going to really be the inspiration for where the writing comes from.
Yeah. I believe there's a real mislabeling of emotions attached to gender. Women are easily upset, cry more, and make irrational decisions based on what they're feeling. And men are less emotive and put up a defensive front when it comes to sadness and emotional pain. Working with three men, pianist John Day, bassist Jeremy Coates, and drummer Robin Tufts, were there discussions about your emotions as you crafted the original compositions on Unspoken, Or was there an opening up of emotions amongst the four of you?
It was a great process. First say that those three guys are extremely sensitive people, and I would say emotionally connected people. So it's a joy working with them. And in the process of how this stuff came together, of course, it started during the pandemic, and with John and I really just working by email and Zoom. In fact, we didn't even have a phone call. I would email him and say, John, can you do this arrangement for me? And I've done a little, you know, here I've written out the basics and here it is. And here's me with my Zoom mic playing the piano and singing, and here's the song. But then I would have that little recording. And when I emailed him, I'd say, this is what I'm thinking. This is what this song is about. And this is what I'm trying to capture emotionally, with this. And then he would take that and come back with these arrangements, which I was always amazed with, because I felt like in most cases he nailed it first go. When we got to the point of finally, it was like almost 18 months before John and I were in a room together and played any of this material live, because he would send me back the arrangement and a backing track, and then I would play in my music room here, and then I'd send him a scratch and we'd go back and forth a little bit. When we got into rehearsals, I had put together like a one page summary of the album. You know, this is the song, boom, 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 12 songs down. This is the feel. But then I had another little column, the economist at work here with my matrix, but I had a column that really tried to summarize in just a few words, what is the emotional message of this song that I'm trying to convey? And as we went through the rehearsals, I would talk about that as we started, and to be able to say, I'm trying to convey, like, for instance, it never entered my mind, you know, I'm trying to convey the emptiness, the absolute utter emptiness that you feel when a relationship has ended and you are sitting there alone in your space, maybe the first night or whatever, and just gutted. And, you know, let's work with that. And they were really responsive to it. So I found with that group of guys, they were the right ones to dive into this kind of emotional material with.
Yeah. Sounds like you lucked out.
Yeah. They're really good guys. Yeah. And I've worked with them, you know, Robin, I've worked with for 20 years, always my go-to drummer. And we've gone to Mongolia together and done stuff. And he's the most soulful drummer you can possibly imagine. And Jeremy is a deeply thoughtful person. And John has a really great talent and capacity to be able to, in serving the music and serving the composer, putting himself completely into what the writer or the singer is trying to convey in their presentation and getting to that. So I'd say the egos were all left at the door when we came in to create this stuff. And it was all about trying to get the message that we wanted in each of the songs.
Peace, like a river, finds its way to the sea. Come to me, come to me, soft as the night, as dawn's early light. Hold me safe in your arms, far from this crazy world's strife and harm.
Job is as an agricultural economist. You define agricultural economy as a branch of economics that applies economic theory to optimize the production and distribution of food and fiber products. In looking at the food and fiber products production in the countries that you work with, parts of Asia, Africa, and South America, which countries do you see having a long-range plan to accommodate its population in these areas?
Oh, wow. That's such a challenge. And in fact, I do, you know, recently I do most of my work in Mongolia, and I've worked there for 26 years in and out. So I'd say it's my longest and most consistent country where I've worked, in addition to around Africa, South America, other parts of Asia. But all countries are working with plans for agricultural production as it relates to, you know, economic growth and provision of employment, and that as a, you know, as an economic sector. But circumstances and climate change and pandemic and war have really catapulted the issue of food security right to the top of the list for everybody, I'd say every country. And they're really globally, countries are working hard to deal with the food security issues. And certainly that's the case with Mongolia. I'm working on some projects there on food security and climate change adaptation, and that whole, as they say, the nexus between nature, climate, food security, poverty, gender, race, other ethnicity, marginal groups. And it's such a complicated, fascinating area of work. But anyway, most countries have really had to put this up to the top of their priority list lately. And some, including, I mean, developing Western, non-Western countries, many have been caught a bit flat-footed in really being prepared for what we're coming into now. And it's really an important issue to approach and get a grip on. And it's got to involve everybody and be a kind of a grassroots participation approach, because it's a farmers and around the world, primarily poor women who are producing food, and they are at the front line of dealing with all of these things, and they've got to be front and center in whatever strategies that countries put together to deal with food and climate.
So, Deb, tell us about Jazz in Calgary, Alberta, Canada,
okay,
and your tenure as part of Jazz YYC.
That's been a really great ride as well. So Calgary's had a bit of a tumultuous, really, experience with Jazz over the years. There's a really committed and quite vibrant Jazz community, and we have had over the years different Jazz festivals, but we've had issues with some of those organizations not being very sustainable, and festivals not lasting. And back in 2010, we had a really hard experience with a festival needing to be canceled almost the night before it was going to happen, and it was really sent shockwaves and through the arts community in Calgary, and you know, around the whole jazz community in the world with what happened. And so the arts authority in Calgary called a stakeholder meeting, you know, what to do about jazz in Calgary. And I went to that stakeholder meeting. I had been involved in my going in and out of Mongolia with helping jazz musicians there get access to charts and music and some training. And we had created a little NGO and a little international jazz festival where we begged and borrowed from various embassies to get artists in. So I thought, you know, this is crazy. Calgary's over a million people and we should have a jazz festival and a jazz organization here that's sustainable. And I want to live in a place where I can listen to, learn about, and perform jazz. So I got involved in that, and a little committee came out of that to push forward the creation or modification of an organization to represent jazz. And we used a lot of the participatory approaches for community development that we use on our projects overseas in agricultural development projects, and went right back grassroots, engaging all stakeholders in what they wanted in an organization and what would be the right path forward for Calgary. And they said very clearly, first of all, make sure your financial house is in order, and then take small steps and build this thing slowly and sustainably. So I'd never been on a board before. And when we got started, I came on as the secretary, and then a year later became the president, and was the president for six years through 2013 to 2019. And we went from a little organization that presented five shows a year. We evolved an existing organization. And just before the pandemic, now we have three festivals a year, an ongoing student program with a junior jazz orchestra that really mentors and develops young aspiring jazz artists. And we're working into more outreach programs, and hosted just recently the Canadian National Jazz Orchestra. Cody Hutchinson, the artistic director, really had a vision of being able to pull together a Canadian jazz orchestra that would be truly diverse and have good representation of women and people of color in that. And we were able to do that and present at the end of April this year. So it was a big, big project for us. And then this fall, we're going to have alongside our November Canadian Jazz Festival, our first conference that we're calling Tune In, Tune Up, and this year's focus is going to be on gender justice in jazz. So it's been a really great ride, and it's wonderful to see really a community-based jazz organization now in Calgary that's not focused not just on one festival. It's focused on supporting and helping to nurture a year-round jazz scene that can make sure. I remember from one of our first workshops, somebody said, we want to have jazz here 12 months a year. We don't want to have 2 weeks of jazz and 11 months of drought. And we want a place where jazz musicians can play and be paid. And so that's been our focus. Those things, year-round jazz, where musicians can earn a living, be paid well for what they do, and supported by an organization that is well-governed and financially responsible. So we're doing okay so far.
You know, in reading about you, I view you as a conduit, bringing together people with hopes, ideas, and dreams to create something tangible, like a festival, like solutions for optimizing the distribution of food and fiber products. How do you view your roles in jazz and improvised music and in agricultural economy?
Well, thank you for saying that, because that's a role that I truly love. And I think the approach, these participatory approaches that I learned through my work are so important, but they're just, you know, there's this commonality between jazz and projects of what makes things work, you know, with an essence of respect and listening and dialogue and co-creation. And it's like, we have, in most cases, we have the answers for what we need to do if everybody can come to the table and share their ideas and discuss them and then, you know, come up with an approach to how to solve problems or achieve, maybe not solve, sometimes it's solving problems, sometimes it's just, you know, moving towards where do you aspire to be. And I've always felt that as a facilitator, when you get to the point where the less you're doing, the more successful you are in accomplishing your goals. So when you've been able to engage people and their ideas and their energy towards the ideas thinking part, the doing part, then you're creating that motivation and that ownership and a common vision that people can work towards. And that's, I think, the most important thing, is that getting people to define what it is they want and in a expressed in a as a vision that they can hold on to, you know, that they can connect with, they can see themselves in, they can see a pathway towards it and what their role may be in achieving that, and then getting out of their way and getting them the resources and the support that they need to do it.
More information, debrasmussen.bandcamp.com and debrasmussen.com.
And when I hear you call so softly to me, I don't hear a call at all, I hear a rhapsody. And when you're
sparkling, Deb, thank you so much.
Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Hey, and Gracie didn't bark once. I'm going to make sure that she's not stuck to the peanut butter.
You go.
Okay. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
My heart longs for you, so won't you stay? My darling, hold me tight and whisper through that starry night, I'll hear a rhapsody.
And time for one more.
Ich ha kritisiert schon, weil es im Moment für das Partak oder bist schon weg. Du bist zu erfall, bin ich egal, die hat ich dich melde mich. Sonst gseh wir nicht nie. Ich weiss, du denkst, was will der dir jetzt nach so langer Zeit? Das gibt's ja nicht, es tut mir leid. Ich has verseit, verrückt dich schnell, es Jahr vergeht. Ich komme bei dir und frage mich, was ist jetzt schon wieder so wichtig sie, dass ich für dich keins gehören kann. Wir die Zeit nicht haben, nein, ich komme bei dir vorbei. Und plötzlich ist alles andere. Plötzlich ist alles andere gleich. Oh, 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 oh. süß und ich hin, wir es anders leben. Nimmer gab viel zu sagen, doch auch wenn wir uns nimmer so viel sehen, weiss ich dich und dich. Lange dich nie im Stich, was ich verbindet ist, was ich in Serie findet tut. Als Tür ist gut, der Sonnenschein, ein Glas in Wein, Erinnerungen und zusammen sind. Und nur bei dir vorbei und frage mich, was ist jetzt schon wieder so wichtig gewesen, dass ich für dich keins gehört habe. Plötzlich ist alles andere gleich. Und auch nach so vielen Jahren, wir sind vom gleichen Terror. Komm, ich steig unter noch ein Tropfen Johannes noch zum Apero. Ich komme bei dir vorbei. Ich komme bei dir vorbei. Plötzlich ist alles
sung in Walliser Tisch, the Swiss-German dialect spoken in the upper valley of Canton Valais, the tune Johannesburg by Swiss-born and New York-based guitarist, singer, and songwriter Ilian Amherd from her release of all originals La Degustation. Each of the tracks are named for a wine produced in her home region of Valais. The lyrics tell of an emotional reunion of two friends and the connection they feel to the terroir, their home turf, and to each other. Thank you for tuning in to Situation Fluxus on WGXC 90.7 FM, listener-supported radio for open ears. I've been your host, Cheryl Kay. Tune in next Thursday at 10 a.m. for another show. I also host the Jazz Disturbance on the 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 5th Sunday of each month from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. To contact us about Situation Fluxus, thejazzdisturbance@gmail.com or info@wgxc.org. We appreciate your feedback. Feedback@wgxc.org or leave a 3-minute message at area code 518-291-WGXC. Thank you.
preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.